听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us. Here's a question for you. How many of you have been camping? If you've never been, I highly recommend it. Camping is a great way to get outside and enjoy nature. Camping is also peaceful and relaxing. Sadly, some people will never go camping because they're afraid they'll have to give up the comforts of home, like a hot shower, for example. But, as we'll see in today's lesson, that's not necessarily true. Three words that you need to know before we go any further include conjure, as in Michael keeps a family picture on his desk because it conjures up many good memories. Next is the adjective glamorous. Milan, Italy is a very glamorous city. It is considered the fashion capital of the world. And finally, the word proximity. Our example sentence for that reads, because of his office's close proximity to the subway, it is easy for John to get to work. Now, I hope your magazines are open. I hope they're in close proximity. If you would, please turn to page 26, and let's begin reading at the top of the left-hand column.
Camping in style. You don't have to leave the comforts of home behind to go camping. For many people, the word camping conjures up images of sleepless nights, smoky campfires, and too many insect bites to count. But a recent trend in camping may cause camping phobes to reconsider. Glamping, or glamorous camping, has all the benefits of camping, especially the proximity to nature, but with added comforts. Glamping began when wealthy adventurers wanted to explore the world, but refused to forgo the comforts of cozy beds and fine china. 21st century glamping continues that spirit, though some cases have achieved even greater levels of luxury.
Hello friends, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip, and you've joined us for this month's adventure article. We're talking about camping. And specifically, we're talking about camping in style. This is an article that tells us that we don't have to leave the comforts of home, or we don't have to leave the things that make home very comfortable for us, behind us when we go camping.
Let's see what our text says about this. For many people, the word campy conjures up images of sleepless nights, smoky campfires, and too many insect bites to count. Let's first take a word at a first vocabulary word today, conjures. Conjures is a noun and means you think of something in an unexpected way or you think of something as if you have images of it. For example, if you have a picture, then maybe this picture will conjure up good memories or images of your family. So, Chip, for a lot of people, camping kind of conjures up kind of bad images, right?
Yeah, usually, because camping is not always comfortable for people. Now, for me, I am a person who loves to camp, so it conjures up very positive thoughts and memories in my mind. But a recent trend in camping might cause camping phobes to reconsider. Now, that word phobe, or that it's a suffix, a phobe is a person who is afraid of something. So here, we're talking about camping phobes. Those are people who are afraid of camping. And there are other kinds of phobes, aren't there?
Yes, there are. Some people, they are afraid of being in an elevator. Some people are afraid of insects or spiders. Maybe we can say they are spider phobes. So we can use this word phobe when we're talking about many, many different things people are afraid of. But this recent trend causing people to reconsider or to think again about camping. In fact, we have a special name for this kind of camping and style, don't we, Chip?
That's right. We call it glamping. And that is a combination of two words. The first word is camping, of course, and also the word glamorous. Now, the word glamorous is one of our vocab words. And if something is glamorous, that usually means that it is very attractive. It's very nice to look at in a very charming way. It attracts your eyes so that you want to look at it. And often, glamour, or something that is glamorous, is often connected to style and fashion. The world of clothing and fashionable clothing is often thought of as a very glamorous idea.
And now camping has become glamorous. So glamping is glamorous camping, and it has all the benefits of camping, especially the proximity to nature. Now this word proximity means the closeness or how close something is. Here, when you go glamping, you are very close to nature, but with added comforts. So how did it begin?
Well, our article says that glamping began some years ago when wealthy adventurers wanted to explore the world, but they did not want to forego the comforts of cozy beds and fine china. They didn't want to forego. That means they didn't want to give up those comforts or choose to not have those comforts with them when they went camping.
Well, today in the 21st century, glamping continues that spirit, though in some cases achieved even greater levels of luxury. So today, glamping is even more luxurious than camping back then. Well, let's take a break and go to the chat room, and then we'll be right back.
Welcome to the chat room. Our guest teacher today is Doris. Welcome, Doris.
Well, thank you, Ken. It's always good to be back in the chat room. So what would you like to chat about today?
Well, I noticed an interesting word in our lesson today. It says, a recent trend in camping may cause camping phobes to reconsider. What's a camping phobe?
Well, phobe as a suffix comes from the word phobia, which is a strong fear. And there are different phobias, such as acrophobia, which is the fear of being at high places. But if we use phobe as a suffix, we're referring to the person who has that particular fear. So an acrophobe is a person who fears heights.
So a camping phobe is someone who fears camping?
Exactly.
But when I tried to look it up in the dictionary, camping phobe wasn't there.
Well, that's because it's a made-up word. There are lots of words in English that are created. If you know the prefix or the suffix of such a word, you can usually guess the meaning. For example, can you guess what a commitment phobe is?
One who fears commitment?
Yes, or more precisely, one who is scared of being love or in a serious relationship. They think they might get hurt in the end, or it just won't work out.
I see. Phobia 是恐惧症，心理学家会研究不同的 phobias， 像 acrophobia 惧高症，而 phobe 放在字尾就表示某种恐惧症患者， acrophobe 就是惧高症患者。课文中的 camping phobe 指的是露营恐惧症患者，这当然不是一个正式的名称，但它的意义一目了然，就像 commitment phobe 就是一个恐惧惧怕承诺的人，
很多单身的男女跟异性的朋友交往了很多年，但一直都没有进一步的 commit 进入婚姻，这也许是 commitment phobia 在作祟。Any others?
Well, yes, and we sometimes hear the term technophobe, and that's someone who doesn't like technology, such as computers, Palm Pilots, or GPSs. And here's one more. Can you guess what a germaphobe is?
Oh, that's easy. Someone who fears germs.
That's right. If you wash your hands constantly or turn on the faucet with your elbow instead of your hand, then you're a germaphobe.
Okay. Germ 是细菌 ,germaphobe 就是一个对细菌有恐惧的人。你如果一天到晚都在洗手，你就是一个 germaphobe。还有 technophobe, 科技恐惧症患者，就是对高科技的产品有畏惧的人。
Well, I just hope that none of you are English phobes. Let's take a break now because Stereo Classroom will be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. So, there's a new English word for us. The word is glamping. It's a combination of the words glamorous and camping. With glamping, you don't have to leave the comforts of home behind just to go camping. Of course, you can expect a glamping trip to cost a lot of money, but you probably won't have to save your money for too long if you are already affluent. Affluent is our final key word of the day, and its example sentence reads, The house is very valuable,because it is located in an affluent area. Okay, people who go glamping are concerned with more than just camping in style. Let's find out what else they're thinking about on line 3 in the right-hand column.
Camping in style. In the world of glamping,Antique furniture, personal service, and gourmet dining are fairly common. And all of these luxuries are available for those staying in a giant tent, miles away from civilization. While today's glampers share a love for glamour with the affluent adventurers of the past, many are more committed to taking care of the environment. Spending a week by the pool at a big resortsimply isn't enough for this type of traveler. Most glampers would rather spend their money at a place that serves organic food and recycles its waste.
Welcome back. So it sounds like glamping has gotten even more luxurious over the years. Our article says that in the world of glamping, antique furniture, personal service, and gourmet dining are fairly common. Now, gourmet dining is eating food or drinking drinks of the highest quality. But that sentence is a pretty interesting sentence, so let's take a deeper look at it with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hi friends, how are you doing? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about camping in today's article, so guess what I'm doing? I'm on a little camping trip here in Yellowstone National Park. This is America's oldest national park, and it's a great place to go camping. Anyhow, here's our grammar tip sentence for today. In the world of glamping, antique furniture, personal service, and gourmet dining are fairly common.Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, in the world of. Now, the word world does not mean our planet Earth. Instead, it means a field of human interest or a way of life. It's a creative way to bring one's attention closer to the subject matter. And in the case of today's sentence, the focus would be on glamping. We can use this phrase in the world of to talk about all sorts of things. For example,In the world of sports, soccer is king. Or, in the world of fashion design, trends come and go very quickly. If you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, You'll find more example sentences in today's grammar tip section. That's it for today. Time for me to go and join my fellow campers. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Yellowstone National Park. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Now, friends, remember we've just talked about the history of glamping. And in the past, wealthy adventurers, they wanted to explore the world, but they wanted fine china and they wanted all the luxuries like gourmet food and personal service. But they still want to enjoy camping. So for those who want these luxuries and who want to go camping, well, it's still available for them, for people staying in a giant tent miles away from civilization. Now, if you go camping, you will probably stay in a tent. And a tent is kind of a triangular-shaped structure, usually made of plastic or other materials that you live in. It's like your home when you go camping.
That's right. And whenever you go camping, you are usually staying miles away from civilization. And civilization is simply the area where people live. We're going to talk a little bit about the wilderness tomorrow. That's another one of our vocab words, tomorrow. And it's almost the opposite of civilization. But civilization is where people are living. And you want to get away from civilization as much as possible when you go and stay in a tent out in the wild.
Good point, Chip. So glamping is glamorous camping, and people who like to go glamping are called glampers. So our text says, while today's glampers share a love for glamour with the affluent adventurers of the past, many are more committed to taking care of the environment. So in the past, there were many affluent adventurers. Now, if someone is affluent, it means they are very, very wealthy. They have lots of money, maybe they own many things, and they are rich.
And usually the word affluent carries that meaning of abundance, where you have more than you really need. So many other things can be affluent, but usually here, when we're talking about a person, we're talking about a person who has more money than they need.
So now, many glampers, they are also interested in taking care of the environment. So maybe they might spend a week by the pool at a big resort, but they don't think this is enough because for glampers, they want to spend money at a place that they think they can help nature.
That's right. Most glampers would rather spend their money at a place that serves organic food and recycles its waste. So organic food is food that's grown as naturally as possible. It's grown without using any chemicals to destroy bugs or to keep the food fresh and healthy. And also a place that recycles its waste, a place that really tries to take care of the environment.
And here the word waste is a great word, isn't it, Chip? And waste here means it's the trash. So they will try to reuse the trash so it won't just be thrown out into nature, and they will try to use it again. Well, now let's take a look at a video shoot about camping in style.
Exclusivity prevails at Bain's camp as there are no more than 5 suites. The opulent camp is named for Thomas Baines, a famed 19th century explorer and artist who documented the landscape and activities of the settlers and inhabitants. The exclusive suites are set upon elevated wooden platforms, each with a private viewing deck, offering guests a safe vantage point to view the Borough River. The indigenous Sitigma wood is carved to reflect the shapes of the environment. Seagrass and leather combine to create a symphony of textures and tastes in the main rooms, which feature a library, sitting room, and oversized deck for outdoor dining. Views over the permanent waters of the lagoon unveil water lilies of exaggerated proportions.
There we go. Good girl.
Sandy and Doug introduce guests to their 3 adopted children, elephants Jabu, Thembi, and Marula. Learning that elephants are afraid of butterflies, love to have their trunks held like hands on a walk, and can kiss better than your average Casanova is an invaluable experience. Children are sponsored to fly over from Mon. The majority of them have never been on a plane before or seen a live elephant, which prompted one girl to ask, "Do elephants dance?" Imagine coming back from a braai, the traditional African barbecue, giddy with laughter and rapturous with spirit. The brightness of the southern star guides the path to your door, and you find that the staff has rolled out your four-poster bed for a celestial-laden slumber. Heaven under the heavens.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 conjure 这个动词。 Conjure up 这个动词片语是指令人想起，例如 the name Coco Chanel conjures up elegant and expensive clothing, jewelry, and bags. 香奈儿这个名字让人想起高雅又高价的衣服、珠宝和皮包，或者是 the smell from the bakery conjures up times I spend with grandma. 面包店传出来的香味让我想起和外婆共处的时光。接下来我们看的是 proximity 这个名词，注意它的中音在第二音节念成 proximity，P-R-O-X-I-M 这个字根有靠近的意思，所以 proximity 是指接近、亲近或临近，它是不可数名词。如果接近某个对象或地点的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 proximity to medical facilities is important to elderly people. 临近医疗 院所对于老人家来说是非常重要的。最后我们看的是 affluent 这个形容词， affluent 是指富裕的或富足的，例如 the family lives in an affluent and highly educated neighborhood. 这个家庭住在一个富裕而且受过高等教育的地区，或者是 they lead an affluent lifestyle. 他们过着相当富裕的生活方式。And that concludes our language tips today. Don't forget to come back tomorrow for more. Bye-bye.
Camping in style. You don't have to leave the comforts of home behind to go camping. For many people, the word camping conjures up images of sleepless nights, smoky campfires, and too many insect bites to count. But a recent trend in camping may cause camping phobes to reconsider. Glamping, or glamorous camping, has all the benefits of camping, especially the proximity to nature, but with added comforts. Glamping began when wealthy adventurers wanted to explore the world, but refused to forgo the comforts of cozy beds and fine china. 21st century glamping continues that spirit, though some cases have achieved even greater levels of luxury. In the world of glamping, antique furniture, personal service, and gourmet dining are fairly common. And all of these luxuries are available for those staying in a giant tent, miles away from civilization. While today's glampers share a love for glamour with the affluent adventurers of the past, many are more committed to taking care of the environment. Spending a week by the pool at a big resort simply isn't enough for this type of traveler. Most glampers would rather spend their money at a place that serves organic food and recycles its waste.
Okay, so many people who go glamping, remember that's glamorous camping, are also interested in preserving the environment. That's a good thing because the environment needs some help. And it's always good to raise awareness about how we humans can keep nature as clean and undisturbed as possible. Hey friends, if glamping is something that appeals to you, We'll give you a few glamping suggestions to consider. That happens tomorrow. Right now, it's time once again to say goodbye. So from all of us here at Studio Classroom, we hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends.